Are you a fan of the small ball?
I'm not as dramatic now as James.
Dramatic? You sound like my wife now.
Jealous of all the inside analysis and crack on the football pod? Well, we've got you covered with the Hurling Pod. Subscribe to the Hurling Pod feed on the OTB Sports app now.
OTB AM.
With Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.
We're turning our attention to the Women's National League, and I'm delighted to say the Shelburne captain, Pearl Slattery, is with us. Pearl, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Morning, lads. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. You got the start of the league campaign off with a win and a goal, so you must have been pretty happy at the end of last week.
Yeah, look, delighted with the win. It's always, I feel, we always speak as a group that, you know, even last season and same this season, it's always important to start well. And just look, getting the win, it's not going to be perfect on the first day by any means. Just once you win, and look, when you look back at it now, 1-0, 3 points, clean sheet, really happy with it. Delighted now to look forward now to this weekend against Wexford.
The end of last season was so spectacular and wild and bizarre and brilliant from your guys' perspective. What was the off season like? How do you try and take some of the feeling that you had on the last day of last season and bottle it and bring it with you? Can you do that, or is last season completely finished and it totally irrelevant to this year? What's the truth to that?
Yeah, I think, look, at the end of the season, you're obviously after the cup final and stuff, you kind of sit back, don't you, as a player? We've all done it, and I suppose just look back on the season, and I found myself, you know, through the month of November, December, just thinking that actually really happened. Sometimes you'd be sitting there going back to it. It was just a really special night in Talca Park. It's probably the best, you know, night I've ever had in football, and a lot of the girls would say that. But, you know, once you enjoy Christmas and that with your family, and you go back down to pre-season yourself, and you come into pre-season, especially now that we've started the season, look, it was a wonderful night. We were delighted to win, you know, the first title of 5 years for the club. But it's a brand new season now, so it's gone, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on us this season now as champions. So look, we'll have to be on our game and every weekend. And look, we'll always compete. That's all you want. But last year is definitely gone now. Look, as I said, already the first game of the new season's gone already. The games are going to come ticking fast, and you know, the league itself last season was really competitive, and I think this year is going to be even more so. So look, looking forward to it. But yeah, look, that was a special night, but it is gone now, and we're just trying to look forward.
Do you feel that there's an extra pep in your step this season? Is it nonsense to say that you can actually feel like champions when you're out there?
I don't know if you can feel like champions, but I feel, you know, there's an expectation on us now to go out and try to do well every game. Look, we've done that every other year anyway, but I think definitely now, you know, every weekend, because you know in previous years, when, you know, if P-Mount had won it, look, you always want to be the champions. You always want to try take over them and stuff. So I think other teams will be like that with us. We kind of have a target on our back now. So, but look, I've always said it in interviews, I feel like that every weekend, as a Shells player, I suppose every team would like to beat us. Similar to us though, every weekend you want to go into a game and win. But I do think there's a little bit more now. That target is on your back as champions. And we know, look, every game, as I said, is that the league has just gone so competitive now. You look at the game the weekend with Bowes, you know, it was nil all until the 70th odd minute. Fair play to Bowes. They made it difficult for us. They're well set up. So look, every team every year is improving, and we need to make sure now, you know, as ourselves, when you become champions, it's very easy to drop standards and think, and, you know, I'll be the driving force, and Noel and the staff and the players, in fairness themselves, make sure that doesn't happen to us, and we keep going. Look, we'll take it week by week. We won't look beyond Wexford this week. You know, we full concentration on Bowes this weekend, and as I said, you're delighted with the win, the 3 points in the clean sheet, and now we move on to Wexford.
I just wanted to generally ask you about the explosion in women's football in Ireland over the last period of time. You are part of that. You know, you're in your day job working for the FAI. You're essentially involved, and you see how the game is growing. What more do we need to do as a country to make sure that growth continues properly, and that because we've just been talking all morning about the rugby team and the situation with regards to the GAA and the merger happening there. The FAI are at a different, they're coming at it from a different angle. So how do you make sure that we build on the popularity of the game, and that anybody who wants to play is getting given the opportunity to play?
Yeah, I think you look around the world, and I always say this, the potential for growth in the women's game is massive, and it's in a really good place, I think, around the world, but more so in our country. You could see the last few years, even in the league, the development of that the crowds we're getting at the games. Like, you should have seen the crowd again at Tolka this weekend, which is brilliant to see, because we haven't really seen crowds like that in the Women's National League. You know, we've went from 30 to 40 people at our games now to a few hundred, which is brilliant. But I always say as well, in the FEI, you know, we have a strategic plan now there in place that we'll be following for the next few years, and one of the pillars is women's football, and it's brilliant now that there's a, you know, we can really focus on that. But I just think, look, we have to continue more of the same, and rather, like, it's in a really good place, I think, women's football in this country now. But support, we don't stop and say we're in a really good place and that we keep driving it forward, we keep going. Look, you look at how well the women's national team are doing, you know, the deals that have come in there, the equal pay, you know, the sponsorship, the buzz around that. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day where, you know, I obviously work with the FEI and a few years ago, you know, we used to give out comps to those games. Now, you know, they're selling out. And you know, people are buying the tickets, which is brilliant. And I just think in terms of women's national team now, if we can qualify for a major tournament, I think that would really take women's football to the next level here. I just think we need to get to a major tournament, and it's definitely possible. So I'm really excited over the next few months to see how that goes. And then obviously in terms of the Women's National League, I think it's just getting bigger and bigger every year, and that's all you want every year, just for it to continue to grow. And you look at TG Carr coming in, the sponsorships, all that sort of stuff. You even see that air game the weekend, you know, RTE were there, the news, there was highlights, all that. It's, you know, just about seeing it as much as possible, that young girls around the country, the next generation, could see what is actually possible if you want to play football in this country. And as I said, you know, the development, and, you know, we have to remember where we were a few years ago as well. Like, so it's brilliant where we are, but it's important now that we keep pushing forward and that we don't just settle for where it is now, and that we keep driving the standards and keep wanting to develop and just getting better and better every year, and giving young girls around the country, in wherever, you know, capacity you want to get involved in the game, whether it's playing, refereeing, volunteering, coaching, all that sort of stuff in terms of the women's game, that there's opportunities there, you know.
Am I right in saying you went to college in the States? Was that on a football scholarship?
I was, yeah. I was over there for about 3.5 years, and look, at the time I just wanted to go live in another country, experience it. You know, I was playing two games a week. We played a Wednesday night and Saturday. We were training every day. It was, you know, a brilliant experience.
Because there's in Ireland, we sometimes are delighted for people who get to go away, and sometimes we're like, oh, I can't believe these people are leaving. Certainly the kids who go off and play Australian rules, it's always a double-edged sword for the counties who feel like they've brought the young players through. But your experience seems to have been, this was life-changing and great. And I kind of feel like, you know, if you're a kid, 15, 16, and good enough at football to go off and get a scholarship or go off and make your life as a professional somewhere else, maybe you'll come back, maybe you won't. But either way, that's kind of part of, you know, that's part of the sport. So I just think that it's an opportunity that's open to a load of people that maybe wouldn't be open to them if it wasn't for sport.
Yeah, look, it was a brilliant experience for me. I think it really was life-changing for me, just in terms of fitness. I would have thought I would have been fit going to America, and over there it's a completely different ball game. You know, they're unbelievable athletes, and I just feel, you know, that's probably when my career turned. I went up a level fitness wise and stuff, and learned so much over there. So when I did come home and the Women's National League was starting, I felt, you know, I had just took it up a level fitness wise and just looking after myself, and I learned all that through the States. But I think, look, I speak to a lot of young girls and stuff, or people thinking about going abroad, it's, you know, on the individual if they want to go to States, or some people who are lucky enough around their league or in Ireland to go to England. You know, the most important thing is, you know, that once they go and if they're good enough, that they're not kind of forgotten about. And look, I'm bringing it back to the women's national team. You look at Roma, who went across the States. Was, it's been great now to see her. She is over in the States. She is in college. She is living her dream. But she's also still getting called back into the women's national team, which is massive, like a lot of the girls that go to England and stuff. So, yeah, look, think opportunities like that, if that's what you want to do as an individual, you know, you definitely should do it.
Has the fitness caught up here compared to the States?
Has it which?
Has the fitness programs caught up in comparison to your experience in the States?
Yeah, definitely. Should have been nearly 10 years ago now I was in the States. I just mean, as like myself, as an individual, you know, I suppose the Women's National League had really started then. You know, the education, this is what I always say to a lot of young girls as well, like the education they get now in terms of the game, football-wise, fitness-wise, nutrition-wise, it's just a different level altogether, you know. And I suppose when I was here and then I moved abroad for the 3.5 years, that was my biggest learning curve. I think, like, you know, the level was good, and I always felt I could compete as a footballer, but my fitness and, you know, how you recover and all that just went up a level. And I remember a few people saying that to me when I came home, that it just, you know, transformed fitness wise and, you know, just looking after myself. And look, if you're training every day, playing games twice a week, that'll help you naturally. But it was just, you know, the pre-season over there was just, Jesus, lads, it was very, very tough, you know. And I look at it now, we were probably over end a little bit, but it just prepped me then when I came back to the Women's National League fitness-wise and being able to compete and play at the Women's National League level then, you know.
Pearl, will you just explain for everybody what it is your day job is with the FEI? It's to develop the women's game specifically, is it?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, the FEI obviously has went through a new restructure the last, you know, 2 years. So I would have been a development officer, like, just involved in the women's game actually on South Dublin, and then with the restructure, people inside kind of moved, and my boss had moved on and his role came up, and I'm now women's football program coordinator in their grassroots department. So I work with a lot of, you know, the regions with our own staff, just trying to develop the game, grow the game through participation, but also retain it. So we'd have like a grassroots pathway, a menu of programs, if you like, for clubs and leagues around the country. So we start at that 5 to 8 year old age group, and it's Disney Playmakers. And then we have 3 or 4 programs after that. The Soccer Sisters will obviously run over the Easter camp. So I kind of head them up and work with, as I said, the FEI, we've kind of split the country now into 8 regions. We've 8 regional managers and 8 program coordinators, and I'm one of them. I'm the program coordinator for women's football. So I would link in with a lot of those regions and the clubs and other stakeholders around the country just to try to grow the game and retain players throughout. So look, I'm very lucky. Obviously, the women's game is a big passion of mine. I played it, and you know, I volunteered for a lot of years, and I volunteered just to give back because the game has given me so much. And then I end up getting a job in the FEI, and I'm there now 6 years. Very grateful to the FEI. You know, I work in football every day. I'm very, very happy, and it's a role I'm really enjoying. And look, the FEI have kind of always supported me as well. Being a Women's National League player, I'm able to do both, and sometimes it can be tough. You're so busy and trying to balance both, but I've been very, very lucky, and I'm really enjoying the job. I'm only in it since last January, so I'm in it over a year and a bit. So I'm still learning, but I have to say I'm loving it.
We know the facilities are obviously an issue right around the country, and that's a separate kind of day's work. But in terms of encouraging people to get out and coach and get involved, is that almost as important in terms of the player pathway and keeping players involved, is that they have enough coaches and they have enough supports when they're going and showing up for training?
Yeah, look, it's massive, isn't it? I think in the women's game over the years, all you want is that, you know, quality, the respect, to be treated the same, you know, to be, you know, to have the best coaches, to have the best facilities, and, you know, the women's game or your team not just being, you know, an extra add-on. And that's where I really think, you know, what's changed around this country now. The women's game is really getting that respect, I feel. You know, clubs now are coming in. You know, we see it in the FEI now. Clubs are just, you know, being bombarded with, you know, female teams, young girls teams, but they're putting a lot of time into it now, resources, people within the club who actually want to really do it and do it well, you know, getting that equal time slot, getting half a pitch, getting a full pitch, and that's the way it should be, and that's all you want as a female player. And look, even if it's playing, coaching, volunteering, wherever it is, that the opportunity's there, the same opportunity, and that you're getting them because you're good enough, and it's, you know, it's kind of forgetting about that female and male thing, you know.
100%. Pearl, great to have you with us this morning. Best of luck. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
It's Pearl Slattery there, plays for Shelburne, obviously works for the FAI as well.
OTB AM.
With Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.